just open.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and polls in Maryland are now open on this primary election day, but if you hate long lines, election officials urge you to avoid voting first thing this morning.
You're probably not the only one looking to get your voting out of the way early today.
Your schedule permits you to go to the polling place midday or even after work. You'll find that the lines are going to be less.
Marjorie Rohr with the Montgomery County Board of Elections is hopeful your wait won't be too long, though, thanks to the early voting that's already been done.
It takes people away from election day where they're forced to vote during, you know, certain hours at certain locations.
You also won't find those touch screens anymore. You'll fill in a bubble next to your choice and feed the paper to a scanner.
The scanner not only retains the paper ballot, but it also captures a digital image if we need it at a future date.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Experts predict voter turnout today in Maryland will be heavier than usual, largely because of interest in the presidential contest, but also because of the high-profile U.S. Senate race and two strongly contested U.S. House primaries. Polls will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. Stay with WMAL for election night updates throughout the evening. Donald Trump is widely expected to extend his lead in today's five primaries, including Maryland's. This comes as rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich join forces to stop Trump's march to the GOP nomination.
He has a tricky balancing act to pull off. He's both trying to calm the nerves of party regulars while at the same time he is seeking to win this nomination before any kind of convention that is contested, of course, all of which explains why he's delivering a serious foreign policy speech Wednesday morning before racing off to Indiana to stop this Cruz-Kasich deal from actually working.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. We're learning more now about just what happened to Metro's red line Saturday night.
Metro says the fire Saturday night at Friendship Heights was not caused by a problem with power cables, but rather by a part of a rail car that became loose and touched the third rail. Customers on the train say it was at least 20 minutes before anyone gave them instructions as those cars filled with smoke. Faulty power cables have been the source of two fires, including one in 2015 at the L'Enfant Plaza station that resulted in one person dying and making dozens of others sick. No one was injured in Saturday's incident. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Redskins are asking the United States Supreme Court to hear their trademark case.
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office ruled in June of 2014 the Washington Redskins' name was offensive to Native Americans, but the team has kept their trademark through the appeals process. Now, as they petition to the nation's highest court on Monday, the Redskins are targeting a December federal appeals court ruling against rejecting trademarks of names deemed offensive regarding the Slants, an Asian American rock group. But the government has asked the Supreme Court to overturn that ruling, and the Redskins want their case heard alongside the Slants case. Losing trademark protection could allow anyone to sell goods with the team's name or logo. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Carolina lawmakers have been met with throngs of protesters over the state's so-called religious freedom law.
We need to repeal this bill now!
Passions ran high outside North Carolina's legislature Monday as hundreds protested its House Bill 2, which criminalizes the expansion of any laws that protect against discrimination, including a curtailing of protections for LGBT people.
Then they hide behind calls to protect our women to stir up the good old vote.
Some powerful Republican leaders in North Carolina's assembly are vowing to never repeal the law, but they're facing increasing pressure from the millions of dollars lost so far in canceled events and projects, including PayPal's cancellation of a $3.5 million complex in Charlotte. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the NASDAQ at 48,96. Sports, the O's lose to Tampa Bay, the Nets have the night off. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You still have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town, it's signal light delays if you're heading in on New York Avenue, heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had an earlier crash on Rhode Island Avenue inbound at Florida Avenue. Looks like that's been cleared out of the intersection. We're just trying to ease those residual delays. Crews still with the incident on the westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, initially reported as a broken down car. But 295, boy, very slow each direction already as you try to make your trip across the inbound 11th Street Bridge. You get onto the freeway and pass the incident after the 3rd Street Tunnel. 395, you're focused on the delays here as you come out of Newington to get past Duke Street. We still had some activity on the right shoulder from the overnight construction and then Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. And Maryland, top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, slow heading into Crofton. Shut down the southbound Route 3 accident investigation before you get to 424. Davidsonville Road, detour set in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer readings for us today as we climb up through the 80s. Partly cloudy and breezy with widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler mid-60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 63 in Centerville, 64 in Kensington, 66 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. What to watch for in today's a sell-up primary. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Time check, D.C. at 7:07. That means Maryland is voting for their candidates for president and senator and Congress. This is a big primary day in Maryland.
Yep.
And we're here for you. Brian Wilson and Larry O'Connor, Mornings on the Mall. 8:05, Michael Steele, former lieutenant governor of Maryland, will be our guest. Give us his predictions on the Republican side of the equation. Then 8:15, Ben Jealous, who's running the Sanders campaign. You know, Ben Jealous is also the former president of the NAACP. Very interesting to talk to Ben Jealous this morning. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Just as I've approved additional support for Iraqi forces against ISIL, I've decided to increase U.S. support for local forces fighting ISIL in Syria. A small number of American Special Operations Forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas.
And so, the number of people who will be sent in to fight ISIS in Syria is going to grow. U.S. forces, special op forces, will grow from 50 to 300. Another 250 people. That would be 500 boots on the ground, if I got that right. 500 boots on the ground. Total of 600.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was that many in Syria. Okay.
Yeah. So there we go. The question is this a good idea? Or, I mean, I think the real question is, why did it take so dadgum long? 888-629-65, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you think this is the right way to go? Give us a call if you do. Do you think it's the wrong way to go? I'd love to hear from you as well. I actually do think it is a great move. And, you know, look, if you talk to the people in this town who know the thinking at the Pentagon, you hear time and time and time again that they know how to beat ISIS. They know how to go in there and take care of the problem. The problem has been that the administration doesn't want to do that because it goes counter to what they say that they are, that they don't want to be an administration that fights wars involved in conflicts around the world, and so that the president has been dragging his feet forever and not wanting to do this. And you know, here he apparently now has made a decision that they have to do something more to contain ISIS in Syria. And so he's decided to take this half measure. I think it's still a half measure. I wish there were more being done, but at least it's a move in the right direction. So I support this move. I just wish that, once again, that this administration would unleash the dogs. I mean, we got a Pentagon over there, and we got a military that is second to none in the world, even now, with all the budget cuts they've been facing. They're still second to none in the world, and they know how to solve this problem if you would just let them go. But that doesn't seem to be the presidential style. He wants to micromanage. He wants to do things in small increments. And so, you know, kicking and screaming, I think they've made a decision. They have to send more special operation troops and to solve the problem in Syria. I hope that it helps. I hope that it's enough, but I don't think it is.
Well, okay, and listen, I think that the problem is Syria, the fact that we're sending them to Syria. So we've got about 4,000 troops in Iraq right now. Remember when we ended the war in Iraq and we brought our troops home, as Barack Obama promised in his first run for the president, and then he bragged about it when he ran for re-election? Well, we've got 4,000 in there, and that's not enough. And I can understand us unleashing the dogs, as you put it, Brian, and really putting a significant complement of American troops in Iraq to kill ISIS, beat them down, and keep them down so that whatever kind of fledgling government we are trying to support in Iraq can actually have some sort of legitimate chance, because they can't with ISIS there. And by pulling out, we allowed ISIS to evolve there. But when it comes to Syria, Brian, I don't understand. I got a lot of questions about this because we're putting troops in Syria. At whose request? The Syrian government? Are we putting troops in Syria right now because Bashar al-Assad has said, hey, we'd love American troops here? I don't think so. Isn't our stated policy that we want Bashar al-Assad to step down? We don't want him to be the leader of Syria anymore. So we're in Syria right now without the Syrian government's permission, such as it is. Who are we fighting with? Because God knows, you know, we sent 250 troops, right? And you think the total is 500? I thought the total was 300.
No, what I'm saying is actual boots on the ground.
Oh, I see, because you doubled it.
Yeah, doubled it because they're 2 feet, right?
Okay, so 600 special operations. Special forces troops there in Syria. The 300 is not going to get the job done. Obviously, they're working with someone. Who are they working with? Are they working with the Syrian government? Are they working with the Syrian rebels? And who are the Syrian rebels? Because here's what I fear. Yeah. Our weapons and our training and everything that we're bringing to that region, at some point, whoever we're working with, it's going to be the same thing that happened in Iraq. It's going to be the same thing that happened in Afghanistan. It's going to be the same thing that happened in Yemen. Those weapons and the people that we're training, those weapons will be turned against us at some point, and they'll be used for terrorist activities, and because we're unclear who the good guys are there. So what are we doing in Syria? Iraq, I can understand. There's a clear, defined government there. We help put it up there. We can work with them. We can keep Iraq clear. I think Syria is a huge mess.
Well, it is a mess. It's a horrible situation. But apparently, as I understand it, and I'm not defending this, I'm just telling you this is what you read, is that they have identified some rebel groups there that they believe would be advantageous for them to support, who would be against ISIS, and they are now syncing them up with special operation forces who will guide them and then say, by the way, oh, these guys need these kinds of weapons. Let's get them some of these weapons. But
those guys are the Sons of Liberty. They're the modern day Syrian version of Samuel Adams and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, and they're there to write the brand new Declaration of Independence for the Syrian people. See, that's my problem. I'm sure they're against ISIS. That doesn't mean they're not jihadis.
Joining us on the line right now, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who may be able to shed some light on this. So to give me some sense of, is this enough or is this not enough, or is it a step in the right direction?
So it's way late, and that's part of the problem here we've talked about several times. This is something that's not going to help the larger situation. And Larry, I heard you talking about this on the drive home yesterday. Look, your guest said there's no end state, there's no objective here. So what we're doing essentially is involving ourselves in the chaos without a clear idea of what we're trying to resolve. So while I think these guys, and please don't take me as knocking these guys are extraordinarily talented. They're going in a very difficult situation where pretty much, as you guys are pointing out, Who do we know the real good guys and bad guys are?
Yeah.
We do know the Kurds are consistently with us, and we've doubled down and tripled down with them, and that's good. But beyond that, we cannot trust anyone to actually imbue our values or do the things we want to do long term. Everybody's in this game for themselves. So I think your concerns are very well taken. And one other point I want to make real quick is that as we move forward here, we have to remember that the whole issue of Syria still has to do with Bashar al-Assad, and no one has a real plan to do anything regarding him.
Well, so, there is that. Yeah.
So we really have no plan. You know. So essentially, they'll do a great job of what they have to do. I just don't think it's going to move the ball forward towards the goal line.
All right. Tony Shaver, we have serious questions for you.
We had serious, serious questions.
Serious. Can you hang on the line for us?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
right. Excellent. All right. Right now it's 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of problems heading through town. Start first on the southeast-southwest freeway. If you're heading westbound, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge after the 3rd Street Tunnel toward Main Avenue. Still waiting on a tow truck there for the stalled car, and the commute for sure is more than stalled. 295 is jammed back to the Beltway. So a continuous delay past the Naval Research Lab, heading up onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Even if you're taking the Douglas Bridge, you're hitting the delays there. Southbound in delays coming out of both Chevrolet and Riverdale. Now for New York Avenue, signal light delays. Rhode Island Avenue, they actually still have a lane blocked with accident cleanup. Inbound Rhode Island Avenue at Florida Avenue. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, south of 123. Focal point of delays there. And then you hit the delay again near the overlooks heading toward the bridges. 270 at Route 80 Urbana. Incident quickly to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to rain today. Some afternoon showers, thunderstorms possible, severe thunderstorm possible this evening, high of 87. Tonight, scattered evening showers, storms are possible, a severe thunderstorm also possible, a low of 55. Tomorrow, they say cloudy and cooler, only 64 tomorrow. Then it starts to warm up slowly throughout the week, mid-60s on Thursday, low 60s on Friday, Saturday and Sunday in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
717 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on the line with us now. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Shaver talking about the president's decision yesterday to send 250 more special operation forces to help fight ISIS in Syria. That brings the total of people, a number of people who will be assisting the people we've identified there as our friends who are going to work in our best interest, to around 300. Tony, how well have these people been vetted? My question. I mean, do we really know that they're working in our best interest? Because it seems in that part of the world hard to know who your friends are and who your enemies are.
Well, that's part of the problem. We actually don't. When you go through the vetting process, and Brian, so remember that it's taken us 2 years to get to this to a level of a handful of folks who are actually helping us. And this was something General Austin testified last year. I think the initial program cost the taxpayers something in the order of $200 million, I think we got like five people out of it. So this is no small issue. So again, I think this is why we have to go back to the Kurds often for support. And the other thing here we have to remember is that there's been credible reports of the DOD guys fighting the CIA guys, because this is where, there again, you have these essentially a very tribal environment. So we've had John Brennan, CIA-trained rebels, fighting at times our DOD-trained rebels. So there's a good investment.
That's awful. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, this is worse than the Wild West. At least in the Wild West, you had kind of a semi-autonomous understanding of who the good guys and bad guys were. Okay. So, and the other thing, and I don't mean to be flip about this, the fact we're even having this conversation is a bad sign. We should not be talking about, you know, essentially black operations. And up to a couple of weeks ago, this was even classified. But in this case, it's probably good we're having the debate because of the very insanity of some of the larger political factors here. But the president has never really clarified what he wants people to do. And I think DOD is trying to do the best it can within the circumstance.
Tony, from reading your book, Operation Darkheart, and the initial operations in Afghanistan to root out the Al-Qaeda murderers who orchestrated 9/11, I got the sense from you and your operations there that when you started utilizing some of the locals that were in Afghanistan, it took you a while. And again, you could please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it you had to be embedded. You had to be there. You had to eat with them. You had to drink with them. You had to really know who you were dealing with before you started doling out responsibilities and working in concert with these guys. Have we put in that kind of investment? You just said maybe this has been a black operation. Maybe we've been there the last couple of years and we're just learning about it now. Has that kind of investment been made? Similar to what Petraeus did when he did the surge in 2007, when we had to be in the streets and live with these people to gain their trust.
That's the way you do it, and you have to do that at that level. And the vetting is very difficult. This is where you have to do a number of things to vet them. I don't want to get into how you do it, but there's ways of doing it. And it does take time. You can't just show up, give the guy a gun, give him a phone, and say, hey, I like you. You're great. Here's $5,000.
How many American troops have been killed in Afghanistan under this training mission under Obama exactly for that? Here's your gun. Right. Let's start live firing. And suddenly we find out they're Taliban and they start shooting us up.
Right. And ultimately, we have to understand that they're not Americans. They're not Westerners. They have their own objectives within the context of their own environment. So this is where I think our limited tactical understanding of who they are and what they do may go back. You know, let's look at the Haqqani network, the example in Afghanistan. We helped create the Haqqani network in Pakistan to fight the Soviets during their occupation.
Right.
And that the most effective fighters against us has been the very network we created to fight the Soviets. The Haqqani network has hit us a number of times.
So, one other follow-up on this, Tony Schaefer, and thanks for joining us this morning. Their objective is going to be, obviously, as the president said, to kill ISIS and to make inroads against ISIS. When our troops do that, they're doing two things. Obviously, they're hurting ISIS, but then they're helping somebody. Someone's going to be aided by that. Aren't we helping Assad, the man that our current American policy says shouldn't be there anymore, and we disavow his regime? We're helping him, aren't we?
Well, two things about that. Yes, absolutely. And this is where the policy that we've stated has been a policy we do not support, the idea that we want Assad to leave.
Well,
we have to do things to basically support him by defeating ISIS. And by the way, other groups. I mean, and there's some other Al-Qaeda affiliates, too, that are
in war with ISIS. We're helping those guys, yeah.
Right. And some of those pro Al-Qaeda guys are the ones CIA is working with. So that John Brennan and those guys are working with. So it's really a bizarre tapestry. Another thing along that line,
bizarre tapestry.
Larry, the moment you support one side, the other side's going to automatically hate you. If they didn't hate you before, they're going to hate you now.
Yeah.
So
all right.
There's really no upside here.
We got to leave it there. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks, guys.
It is now 7:22 on WMAL. Traffic and weather straight ahead.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Great news for my friends at Zero Res. Zero Res, spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's still the same. Zero Res, Zerores.
What is that thing
That's
called?
A palindrome. Leave it alone.
Sorry.
So Zero Res is the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. And they also clean hardwood floors, laminate floors, upholstery, tile, and grout. But I want to tell you a little bit about the company and most specifically the owners, Louis and Lindsay Padilla.
Yeah.
These guys are great. Louis actually came in and did my carpets personally. It's a family-owned business. That's what I love dealing with, because I know when you look someone in the eyes and they say, I'm going to stand by this work 100%, you know you're dealing with integrity. And listen, this is your home we're talking about. I'm recommending to you that these guys go into your home, your precious castle, and make it look brand new again. And I trust them, and you can trust them, I promise you. And by the way, if anyone in your home is suffering from allergies right now this springtime or asthma, and boy, has it been bad. I mean, I've been hit hard with it, too. Zero Res, they're going to have you breathing easier, because they don't just clean, they sanitize, and they get all the way past your carpet pad down to the floors. Listen, right now, for all those reasons, you should call Zero Res, but also you get 20% off any Zero Res cleaning right now. 20% off, minimums apply. Call them, please, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
It is 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 cleared out passing Route 80 Urbana. Earlier incident gone. Delays are gone. Brief slowdown into Germantown again into Rockville. Then we'll see the stop and go. Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows each direction in Laurel. Incident free currently. If you take Route 3, Anne Arundel County, and head toward Crofton this morning, it's going to be a little difficult. They're still doing accident investigation. They had a fatal incident. Southbound Route 3 remains closed before you get to Davidsonville Road, 424. This is going to be south of Route 32. Northbound side of Route 3, however, remains open. Heading in through town, oh boy, it's been a tough morning on the freeway. Westbound, for everyone trying to get across the 11th Street Bridge. Initial broken down car, DDOT tells me, gone near Main Avenue, but now we have a crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel, and it is just jammed solid. If you wait it out, that would be great, but if you're in the delays, if you can start back at the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge for 295. The update brought to you by Here Maps. It's a free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic, roadwork updates, public transit, map schedules, all the info you need to keep moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breezy and warmer for us today. Mix of clouds and sun. Widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Upper 80s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It is 7:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, when you think about Burger King, well, the first thing you think about is that creepy king. That guy creeps me out.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. I don't like that guy.
I like the king.
He scares me. It's like a clown in a way. Okay. But beyond that, then the thing you think about, well, burgers. That's what Burger King is known for.
You would think.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no. They are there. Now they're moving into the world of chicken in a bigger way.
Yeah.
Yes, because apparently many people come in and they say, yeah, I know it says Burger King on the sign, but I want chicken. And so they are now selling a new item that they call... let's see if I got the chicken fry rings.
Yes.
See, I thought when they said they were chicken fries, I said, well, how does that work? But then I said, well, they're round. I said, well, then that's a nugget. Well, no, they're a ring because they have a hole cut in the middle.
It's like a donut.
It's like an onion ring is what it is, except it's chicken.
Okay.
So apparently this is the new thing.
Right.
They say it's optimal for dipping.
Optimal for dipping, exactly, because, when you dip it into the cup, you're getting... why does this make it optimal for dipping again?
I don't know.
I have no idea either. But does it come from the same part of the chicken that the McNugget comes from?
Yeah, and I don't know what part that is.
No one does.
Parts is parts.
It's 7:28 on WMAO.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is this weekend at Prince William Marina under the Big Tent. Admission is free. See the new Sea Ray sport boats to yachts, the all-new Bayliner Elements and XR7 deck boat. See Scout Center console fishing boats used in brokerage boats, jet skis, and more. Vendors with gear and accessories, plus a nautical flea market and waterfront restaurant all in one place. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Prince William Marina in Woodbridge, Virginia, just off I-95 at exit 160. For details, go to pwmarina.com.
Peter Max. Meet world-renowned artist Peter Max. Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. From 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland. And from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max. This Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up in just a moment, hey, Target, there's got a boycott going on against Target. It has to do with their bathroom policies, and it's starting to catch on. If you haven't heard about it, we'll fill you in just a moment. 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Polls in Maryland have been open for half an hour now, and there are already indications that turnout today is going to be heavy.
Here at the Mount Washington Lower School in the northern section of Baltimore, a lot of enthusiasm here. These lines were out the door just a moment ago when the polls opened. Now they form two lines. Crucial day for Hillary Clinton. This is one of her strongholds here in Baltimore. A lot of African Americans in this area here, that's her stronghold. Also, PG County is a real place where Hillary Clinton should do well. She's favored here. Also, Donald Trump favored here, as well as some of the other northeastern states.
Correspondent Brian Todd reporting, as Maryland votes today, you'll see something you may not have seen in quite a while. Paper ballots.
This is our first election with this equipment, so we don't know what's actually going to happen until we do it for the first time. But we're certainly expecting results in at 11 o'clock, if not sooner.
Montgomery County Board of Elections spokeswoman Marjorie Rohrer says if your schedule permits you to vote at midday or even after work today, you'll probably find shorter lines than you will first thing this morning now. Polls close tonight at 8. Stay with WMAL for updates throughout the evening. Metro now says a track fire Saturday night on the Red Line was not caused by a problem with power cables. They say it was likely a piece of debris falling into contact with the electrified third rail. That fire led to some smoke entering a rail car, but no one was injured. The federal government's planning agency is taking suggestions on how to redevelop the site of the FBI headquarters. The FBI is planning to move out of the J. Edgar Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue into a new location in either Maryland or Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the Nasdaq at 48,96. Sports, the Orioles lose to the Rays. The Nationals had the night off. They'll host the Phillies starting tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicle serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
You know, in just months, Americans are going to cast their vote for a new president.
We the people are frustrated and very angry over being ignored or lied to by the establishment elites of both so-called major political parties. What a party they're having. In the end, voters will likely vote their pocketbooks, which have been shrinking in recent years. But listen to me. Regardless of who is elected, just one asset is bound to shine brightest, according to a new Swiss America special report entitled Hedging the Election. This free report puts the power in your hands to decide whether you will be the winner or loser next November by electing to make a wise decision now to hedge against the vote's economic impact. To learn how to protect yourself and your family by calling Swiss America now at 800-289-2646 or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Listen, no matter who is elected, I want you to call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, and you're going to get a free copy of Hedging the Election or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Thank you.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-offs. Locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Borders store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading to the Wilson Bridge, Maryland commuters, you hit the delays just after the exit for Route 5 Branch Avenue. Now that delay heads to the Wilson Bridge, but if you continue on to 295, it is a solid line heading northbound to get on the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the westbound freeway. Second incident of the morning after the 3rd Street Tunnel. This one a crash. DDOT tells me right lane. Heading inbound on Rhode Island Avenue at Florida Avenue, they're still trying to clear that incident from the right side as well. We have signal light delays on New York Avenue, especially as you head past Florida Avenue toward the tunnel. Heading around the Virginia Beltway in Annandale, slow. Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, 66. It's been about the volume and the sun glare this morning. Heading through Lansdowne, Route 7, they were trying to clear the incident eastbound 7 past the Claiborne Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mixed clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Vienna, 68 in La Plata, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, it's 7:37 on WMAL. It's Election Day in Maryland. Polls are open. Get out there and cast your ballot. Exercise the franchise. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Michael Steele will join us. He'll talk about the Maryland elections and other 2016 news. At 8:15, Ben Jealous, who represents the Sanders campaign, is going to join us. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I am Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And the news of a boycott against the Target stores over their bathroom transgender policies has now reached 500,000 signatures and continues to gain steam. And it's mostly conservatives and religious people who are very concerned about the Target boycott, or, you know, you don't have to be conservative or a religious person, but where I see the action and people who are getting very motivated about it on social media and pushing this Target boycott, that those are the people that I see pushing it. And, you know, well, listen, good for them, free market enterprise and all that stuff, and you're going to use the power of your dollar to send a message to an organization that you disagree with over their policies, like Target, because of their transgender bathrooms. And if you support this, I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Do you think that it's time to boycott Target over their policies? 888-630-WMAL. Because here's what I don't understand. See, this has never really been a conservative thing. We haven't done this. The left does this. the progressives, the leftists, the liberals, the crazies. They're the ones who do this. Remember Chick-fil-A? Remember when they wanted to boycott Chick-fil-A because the CEO happened to personally believe that marriage was just between one man and one woman? And we were outraged by that. We called it economic terrorism.
We did.
We all rallied and bought our chicken sandwiches to support that restaurant, right? Because we thought that that was wrong. Remember when certain outfits out there, liberal think tank groups, like people like Media Matters, wanted to close down Fox News because Fox News, in their minds, was too conservative. And so they boycotted the sponsors of Fox News. And how did that work out, by the way? Fox News, number one channel on all of cable television.
As far as I can tell, they're still around, yeah.
Yeah. But again, we hate that kind of thing. Don't we hate the bullying and the intimidation and the tactics that make companies fear for their economic future because of a policy that here's what I've decided.
Okay.
If Target wants to do that, Target can do that. And by the way, if I shop at Target, it doesn't make me in any way a supporter of their policy. It means that I like shopping at Target. And I don't know if boycotts are necessarily the way to go, because if we validate it and confirm it and affirm it and celebrate it on the right because of the policy that we enjoy, then I think that we've lost the right to criticize, condemn, and work against the boycotts when they come from the left towards conservatives that we like. That's what I think. Maybe I'm missing something here, and I'm willing to be convinced otherwise, but I don't know if the boycott is necessarily a conservative a tactic that I can embrace. What do you think? 888-630-WMAO.
Well, I think this. I think that 500,000 people have signed up to say they're going to boycott Target, and I don't imagine that generally, actually, when it comes down to it, maybe they're serious about it. Maybe they're more serious than I imagine. I don't think it would really have that much impact on Target. I don't think that people will actually boycott them. But what they are doing is sending a message to Target, and I sort of like the fact that they are taking to the internet and using this method to sort of get their attention. And look, I on this transgendered bathroom policy thing, I don't know where I stand. There's a libertarian in me that says, you know, I don't understand it, and I don't have to understand it. I live my life, you live mine, you live yours. But, you know, I just don't want to have you shove stuff in my face and impact my life. And I can see a case where it could not necessarily impact my life. I wouldn't care a whole lot if a woman came into the man's bathroom. I'm still going to do my business, wash my hands, and leave. It's not going to bother me. It's not going to stop me. It's not going to be the end of the world. But I have a problem with a man being in a bathroom where there might be a small girl. I have a problem with that. I'm sorry. And I don't think that makes me, you know, crazy. I don't think that makes me a hater. I just don't think that's right. And there are a lot of people, millions of people in this country, who feel the same way. And they're being told, you know, you don't have the right to that opinion. And I think I do have a right to that opinion. And I do have a right to express that concern. And so I look at the 517,000 signatures as of Monday afternoon on this, and I say, this is 517,000 people, 500,000 people, saying, for the record, we don't agree with your policy. I think that's completely fine, and I support it.
Rick in Fredericksburg, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think about the boycott issue and whether this is a conservative tactic?
Good morning, guys. This is just another step in that broader issue of the left taking various fringe issues and making them a cause célèbre to drive a wedge between various parts of the population for their divide and conquer strategies. We need to draw a line in the sand for that and let it quit working. This is as good a place as any to do that. And then, two, like you were saying, if you I see you follow my daughter into the bathroom, what the sign on the door says, it's not going to save you.
Yeah, well, there is that, and that's you taking the situation into your own hands, and I get it, Rick. But you said that this is, you know, Target's policy further divides us. Well, doesn't boycotting Target further divide us?
Well, it's not Target's policy per se. That's a symptom of the left's taking what used to be considered a mental illness and now making it a civil rights issue.
Huh.
And they do that over and over and over again with different issues.
Got it. Thank you, Rick, for explaining that. Dawn in Calvert County, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Dawn?
I just think that we need to look at the bigger picture. Society in general has kind of gotten away from a moral standard, and we are not addressing any problem by boycotting. We're just becoming part of the problem and the divisiveness. I'm going to continue to shop at Target. I'm not going to take my kids into the restroom. excuse me, but I'm going to continue to shop at Target because in the end, boycotting Target is just going to take away jobs from people that we love.
All right. Well, I hadn't thought of that aspect of it, Dawn, but what do you say to the conservative who says, okay, well, if you continue to shop at Target, then you're financially supporting an organization that is at odds with your beliefs?
I just think that if you look historically at boycott, they haven't worked. They haven't done anything to address the real issue. So you're wasting your time. And from a conservative Christian standpoint, you are not really doing what the gospel preaches, and that is loving your neighbor and trying to be sensitive to others' feelings. You know, we can't bully back, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Don't bully back. Okay, Dawn, throwing a little New Testament
there.
Thank you, Dawn. All right, we'll continue with your calls on this. The petition of Target over their transgender policy is boycotting a conservative thing now because we hated it when it came from the left. We'll continue with your calls at 744 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive rocks Northern Virginia, and they are absolutely the best. And here's the thing. You love your trucks, right? You want a good truck. Mm. And it goes well beyond just the truck, though. You want a relationship with the people who are delivering that truck to you, who are going to give you service and really stand behind that truck for all of its miles and all of its years on the road. So it's very important that you hook up with the right dealership. And I'm talking about Ted Britt Automotive, in business in Northern Virginia for 57 years. Now, that means something in this business. And here's a great example as to why they've been around. Ted Britt for Life, that's the program that guarantees your car or truck is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard, with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That's what I'm talking about. Chevrolet, Ford, Lincoln, they've got the best selection and the best deals. Please check out Ted Britt Automotive. Schedule your next service there. Stop by the showroom, Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Great bunch of people over there. And you can trust them. You can rely on them. You'll get a great deal. They'll stand by it, and they'll take care of you. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Route 7. Get ready for a little extra volume trying to get through Lansdowne to the crash. Crews are dealing with on eastbound Route 7 just past the Claiborne Parkway. They were waiting on a tow truck here at last check. On 15 south in Luckett, it's just been about the stop and go. Nothing reported in the way. Leaving Sterling on 28 south, just heavy volume down toward the toll road. Everybody coming in from the west into that sun glare this morning. Now for Maryland, 270, we're okay. We've cleared out of Frederick down toward Route 80, Urbana. Then it's sluggish. Germantown, Rockville down to the lane divide. Jammed on the top side through Silver Spring. Heading into Crofton, you want to avoid or allow extra time. Southbound Route 3 is closed before you get to Davidsonville Road. Accident investigation detour is set in place. And on the freeway in through town after the 3rd Street Tunnel crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer readings for us today as we climb up through the 80s. Partly cloudy and breezy with widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler mid-60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It is now 7:47 on WMAL.
The Target boycott, organized by a conservative family-based group online, now has 662,000 signatures. That's an update from Michael on Facebook, and thank you for sharing that, Michael. And I'm asking, are you on board with this idea as a conservative? Because I know as a conservative, I hate it when the left does. This is SEIU stuff. This is Acorn stuff. This is not the kind of thing that conservatives do, but maybe it should be. 888-630-9625. How about Dwayne in Alexandria? Dwayne, you are on WMAL.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you say, man?
I say it's about time we started doing something and quit getting ran over like we've been getting ran over.
Yeah.
They've been pushing stuff and pushing stuff and pushing stuff. And the Christians and everybody has been sitting back going, you know, well, we don't like it, but we're not doing anything about it. Well, the only way you're going to have change is if you go out there and do something about it. I don't think that a man should be allowed to go in the bathroom with a young girl. It just shouldn't happen.
Right.
Because you never know who that man is and what he's capable of doing, his background, anything. So
you're saying we got to start flipping those Alinsky tactics on the left, use them ourselves, we conservatives.
Hey,
all right,
you fight fire with fire.
Dwayne, listen, I get it, and that's why I raised the question. Mike and Clifton, yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Clifton, Mike and Clifton, you're on WMAL. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, good morning. You know, I understand Target's position. They're trying to be sincere to the consumer. I got that. But, yeah, this whole bathroom thing has been way blown out of proportion. You know, I have an excellent idea about that. I don't know if anybody thinks the same way, but a camera kind of in front of all the bathrooms, not in the bathroom, you know, so we kind of monitor the people that go in and out, you know, just in case a crime was to happen. You know, I don't know. Just quick thought.
Maybe, Mike. I suppose. I mean, that's no consolation to the family of the little girl who is the victim of that crime, but I get it. It is one way to put people's minds at ease, I suppose. Bill and Frederick, you're on WMA. I want to get as many calls here as we can.
Hey, Bill, right, good Brian? Morning.
Go, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is a good example of trying to control a situation where you've got a minority group of people controlling the majority. For a long time, conservatives have just sat back and been quiet. They've not had a voice or not given a voice. And I think it's time we do speak out. I don't know necessarily that boycotting Target is the answer, but making a statement is.
Yeah, see, this is, I agree, and I want a statement to be made, obviously. I mean, we're in the business of making statements about issues like this, right, Brian?
Yeah.
But, you know, when Bruce Springsteen said, that's it, I'm not going to North Carolina because they set up their law, we mocked him. We're like, oh, play. Bruce Springsteen isn't going to go do a concert there, right? You know, what point is that he's making and everything? I mean, he was doing a boycott, right?
Sure.
Why is it okay to boycott Target, but it's not okay for Bruce Springsteen to boycott North Carolina? That's what I'm having a trouble reconciling. Scott in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL. What do you say, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm not a big fan of the boycotting thing. I'm a big libertarian guy myself there, and I kind of look at this in a different way. I've always thought the left's ideas are stupid and idiotic and make no logical sense. So I say, you know, put it back in their face. I think every man that opposes this policy should use Target's women's restroom every time they go to Target, as often as possible. And I know there's some big old biscuit-eating boys down here in Fredericksburg. Once they go in there, boy, let me tell you, the target's going to change real quick, and all the women start complaining.
Scott, thank you for that.
And some biscuit-eating boys.
You may be onto something. Instead of a boycott, just you know, throw the ludicrous policy back in their face. And, you know, I've noticed something. Scott is onto something. At Target, do you know the uniform? It's a very easy uniform to identify at Target. Everyone at Target, men or women, wear the same thing. Khaki pants
and red
polo shirt, right? So go into the men, go into the ladies' room wearing khaki pants and red polo shirt. And if anyone questions, you say, I'm dressed just like the women here at Target. Are you saying that I'm not? No. I'm identifying.
I don't endorse this.
I think it's a great idea.
It's 7:51.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Here's Dan Bongino talking about Frank Howard for Congress.
If you're tired of the scheming and backdoor political games being played by the sellouts in the D.C. political class, my friend and a strong voice for business, Frank Howard, is your choice in the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. Frank's an authentic conservative, as fed up with the D.C. political machine as you are. Please vote for conservative businessman Frank Howard on April 26th.
Thank you, Dan. I'm Frank Howard, and I approve this message.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
All right, how is your money doing? Is it doing okay? Well, you know, who knows? Chuck Kamlick over at the CNBC Business Desk. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck, good. How's my money doing?
Your money's doing just fine. Thank you. Spend it freely and the economy will do better. We'll see how the Federal Reserve feels about that. Tomorrow, they're starting their meeting today. They'll decide whether or not to raise interest rates, and that could be based on literally how much money you're spending to prop up all these businesses. Meanwhile, everybody's out with earnings today. Here's a thumbnail look. Hershey sold fewer Kisses and peanut butter cups. Eli Lilly sold a lot less of it, Cymbalta anti-depression drug. T-Mobile added 2 million more customers. Spirit Airlines flew more passengers and charged them more fees and paid less for fuel. Turns out Mitsubishi's been lying about its fuel mileage on its cars made and sold in Japan since 1991. We'll see how that news affects sales here. Goldman Sachs, not ditching big-time investors, but it is reaching out to mom-and-pops savers, offering savings accounts online, which you can open with just $1. And you'll need more than a dollar for this. Next month, Christie's will auction off a 14.5-carat blue diamond that could earn more than $45 million. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
You know, spring showers bring spring flowers, right? And the spring showers also can make you regret that you didn't clean out your gutter. I mean, that last rain we got, you know, did you hear the familiar sound of water lapping over the edge of the gutter and splash, splash, splatting on the ground outside your window? That actually might be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or the soil being eroded away from your house. One call to LeafGuard and you'll never even have to think about these issues again or about cleaning out your gutters. Because LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system. It's perfectly engineered to let the water in, keep the leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters do not clog. If they ever did, which they won't, you just call them. They come. They take care of it. There's no more climbing of the ladder. No more reaching your hand into that unspeakable black, stinky, mucky stuff and all that gunk. You don't have to worry about it anymore. LeafGuard gutters will keep you safe and make your life a lot easier. This month, get 75% off labor and a $200 Visa gift card with a qualifying purchase. Call today for your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate. The number 703-822-5533. 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten. She's on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been an obstacle trying to get through town here on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. The accident, westbound freeway 695 after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's the latest problem in the right lane. Broken down car in that area has been finally towed away. This is giving us big delays, though, for this morning commute. Jammed is 295 each direction. In fact, the northbound delays begin back at the Beltway. Beltway delays back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. So a continuous long lineup for everyone. Finally, tow truck is on the scene inbound on Rhode Island Avenue at Florida Avenue. They still block the right lane, however. Getting in and out of Roslyn, heading into Georgetown, north on Lynn Street, just under 66. That's where we have accident activity. And making our travels in the George Washington Parkway near 123, southbound slow down toward the bridges. Update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mixed clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 66 degrees at 7:57.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Honey, you're awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
It's a fully loaded hour with Larry Kudlow of CNBC and Ben Jealous from the Sanders campaign.
Also, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow from CNBC.